And now, from the Center for Common Sense Counseling, here's Roland Trujillo.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the program. My name is Roland. I'm your host. Today, we're going to have a very special program, another program that we could put in a time capsule and have it forever. Because what I'm going to tell you is good for today and tomorrow and forever. The times are going to become very dark, ladies and gentlemen. Awful things are going to happen. It's time to prepare. Now, what I can help you with is to get you started. I can get you started on some spiritual preparation for the hard times ahead. See, there's always hard times anyway, aren't there? Every family. All of a sudden, somebody gets sick, somebody dies. Person's going along, and all of a sudden they get cancer, or they have a heart attack, or a stroke, or something. You got the idea. People get laid off from work, and things like that. So there's always hard times. But the times can sometimes become exceptionally hard, and exceptionally hard for everyone. And then it is very important that you be prepared in advance. Prepared in advance. I'll give you an example. Let's see, what would be a good example? All right, here's a good example. This is not an example that I made up. It was made up by a very wise man, but I'll give it to you anyway. Suppose that somebody suddenly came up on the street and they slapped you, okay? Then what would happen? Well, you'd be all upset and you'd react to it and you'd get very upset by it, wouldn't you? Yes, you would. But suppose somebody came up to you and said, "We're making a Hollywood movie. I'm a producer. We're filming right here on the street. We're making this Hollywood movie. And how would you like to be in the movie?" "Sure, I'd like to." "Okay, here's what you do. You're going to be in the movie, and then we're going to have the star of the show is coming up, and he's going to slap you. He's going to slap you on the cheek, and it's all part of the movie. Okay? And then you'd be prepared in advance. So then they'd start filming, and you'd be standing there, and here comes the star of the movie, and he slaps you on the cheek. Would you be upset?" "No." Would you be angry and all... Would it cause you a big trauma and everything?" "No, it wouldn't, because you were prepared for it." "Would it still sting?" "Yes, it would still sting. It would still hurt, but you wouldn't become upset and resentful." See the difference? All right. That's the value of being prepared in advance. Now, one of the things that I have been teaching here for a long time is to begin every day with a meditation, a proper meditation. Now look, there are so many meditations out there, I don't even want to talk about them. I don't want to waste my airtime here talking about other people's meditations, most of which are hypnotic. See, most of which are just more of the same thing that has caused your life to go downhill in the first place. See, what happens now is when something goes wrong, then what do? You get upset, and then you retreat into imagination. You escape from seeing the fact that you couldn't face, that you failed in reality. See, if you become impatient with your children or angry at them, you failed. If you get angry at your wife or at your husband, you failed. See? If there's a situation where you could have spoken up and said something, spoken the truth, see, it would have been good for people, it would have awakened them, they should have heard it. But instead, you remain silent. I heard on the radio the other day, a man said, "Silence is golden, but sometimes it's cowardice." Silence is golden, but sometimes it's cowardice. Okay? So, you failed if you didn't speak up. So how many times when we could have been patient, we're impatient? When we could have been kind, we're unkind? When we could have helped someone, we didn't help them? See, when we could have been honest, we weren't honest. So you failed. So what do we do when we fail? We retreat into the imagination. Or we go off and have a drink or smoke marijuana or take a pill or listen to music or go text or surf the internet. But the prime thing that we do is escape into the imagination, away from reality. Okay? So now what you need to learn is how not to get upset and how not to escape, so you can stay in the present moment and face reality. That's what my meditation helps you to do. Would you like a really positive attitude? If so, you must learn how not to be upset. If you are easily upset, it is because you are too reactive. In order to be calm, you must learn the secret of responding to inner principle instead of external tease. To learn the secret of not reacting with resentment and upset, go to commonsensecounseling.org, where you can download a free introductory copy of the meditation exercise. By relating humbly to inner principle, you can overlook others' cruelty and also overlook your own negative thoughts and emotions. By having remained unmoved, you are free to discern the meaning of the moment and respond with patience. The self-control you receive will restore confidence and a positive attitude based on a love of principle and having patience with others. Visit commonsensecounseling.org and start living instead of reacting. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Roland. I've been around for 25 years, and I can help you. What did I begin by saying today? I said that times are going to get very, very difficult, very upsetting, very troubling. Now is the time to begin to prepare in advance so that you won't come completely unglued when things are not going so well. Okay? And I said that every family and every person faces hard times anyway. People get sick, they have heart attacks, this and that, okay? And so you have to be ready to be prepared for things like that anyway. But when things really get bad all around you, then it's even more reason to be prepared. So I said that. And then I gave an example of how if somebody came up and slapped you, you'd get all upset. You'd become resentful and angry and upset. But if someone came up and said, "We're making a Hollywood movie, and we're going to come up and slap you, but it's all done for the movie. You're going to be in the movie." Then when the person came up and slapped you, then you would feel the sting of the slap, but you wouldn't become upset and resentful. So then I said that it's good to prepare in advance for every day. See, every day has its ups and downs, its vicissitudes. Every day you're going to encounter people that are foolish, people that are unwise, people that are out of control, people that say the wrong things and do the wrong things. See, there are going to be things happening during the day. If you could prepare in advance, like the example I gave, you could go through life and face, what is Shakespeare said, the slings and arrows of outrageous fortune, okay, without getting upset, okay? Without getting upset, without becoming angry, without becoming resentful. Well, that's what the meditation helps you to start today to do. To be prepared in advance, okay? To sit quietly for a little while and observe your thoughts. Sit quietly and observe thought. And if you're observing thought, it means you're not in the thought, you're not lost in the thought. You're separate from the thought, and you're observing it, okay? And then once in a while, you'll catch yourself falling into the thought stream and drifting away with a daydream, and then all of a sudden you notice, something makes you notice it, and then you snap out, okay? And you're back in reality again. It's like when you're driving, sometimes you're driving, all of a sudden there you are staring straight ahead, you're lost in a daydream, and you suddenly realize it. Maybe you went past the exit you were supposed to take, and you say, "Oh my goodness, I was daydreaming." So you snap out of it, okay? You keep snapping out. Well, that's what the meditation that I have helps you to do. I have several meditations. They're all based on the same principle, which is standing back and observing thought instead of getting lost in it. See, so now do you understand why most of us, we're escape artists, we fail in reality, we become angry at our wife or husband, angry at our kids, angry at our boss, angry at work, upset at traffic, and then we escape into the imagination. See, sometimes we use music or television or internet or texting to escape into, which is just as bad, okay? But the main thing that we do, and these other ones are simply extensions of, the basic escape, which is into thinking, into imagination, into daydreaming. See, so when you escape into the imagination, then there you can There you can be a big king or a queen, see? And you can judge and say, why did she say that to me, and why did he do that to me, and what's the matter with them, and why can't they be, you know, why can't they see how good I am, and blah, 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 see? So there you are, you're a king or a queen in your imagination, and you can condemn other people, see? But in reality, you fail. Okay? You say the wrong things and do the wrong things and make the wrong moves, and then you don't want to see that you fail, so you escape into imagination. But if you could learn to practice the meditation so you can observe the imagination, observe thought without getting lost in it, then you could stay in reality. Okay? Now, most of us don't want to face reality. We can't, because we can't bear the truth, to see what failures we are, to see how impatient we are, to see how loveless we are, to see how selfish we are. You see how full of anger we are, and resentment, and hatred, and hostility. We can't bear seeing it. See? So we surround ourselves with liars who tell us we're wonderful and nice. And you know, the bartender gives you another drink, or your friend gives you another marijuana and tells you you're a wonderful person, and then you escape into reality, into your imagination. But if you could stay in reality and see the truth, and bear the truth without seeking escape, then, you know what? Then you could become a friend of God. See? Then you could become a friend of conscience, a friend of reality. Then you could be truly mindful. See, the mindfulness meditations are actually good. The idea of mindfulness is good. Being in the present, being mindful, that's very, very good. Okay? Just remember to add the little extra thing, which is to be mindful in the presence of God, mindful in the presence of God's light, mindful in reality, not in fantasy. See? All right? So atheistic mindfulness is not good. There has to be the element of coming in contact with God's light. It's so beautiful. See, you have to get my meditation and give it a try. Of course, if you don't want to escape, awaken to reality and want to stay in denial, it won't work for you. But if you're really ready to come back to reality, it will work. Then you can live in the beautiful present. Okay? You can live in the beautiful present, in reality, and not in a daydream world or a nightmare world. I'll be right back. Many people have emotional and mental health issues. Many people have been diagnosed with adult ADD, bipolar disorder, social anxiety disorder, obsessive compulsive disorder, depression. Many Christians would like to hear something positive and practical from someone who successfully overcame such issues. I'd like to tell you about a friend of mine. His name is Mike. He wrote a book called Mike's Story. Mike got unstuck, conquered his issues, and left them behind. Mike wrote to me about his successes, and I was so excited and moved by his story that I helped him put it into a book. It's called Mike's Story. I'd like you to preview the book and perhaps even obtain a copy of Mike's Story in paperback, Kindle, or Barnes & Noble Nook Book. If you'd like to preview Mike's Story, go to talktoapastor.org. That's www.talktoapastor.org, and look for Mike's Story. My name is Roland. The program is, I like to call it common sense. It's also Talk to a Pastor. I happen to be a pastor, but I'm a special kind of a pastor. I don't make a big deal over it. I don't have a church that you can attend. I don't have an organization you can join. I'm just here as an internet person to help you reconnect you with your own inner ground of good, and then you'll be in so much better shape. Okay, than escape being an escape artist. Now, I said that times are going to be tough. You need to be able to prepare in advance so that you can face the times with some poise, with some equanimity, with some courage. That's what you need to do, to face the hard times. And I said that you can prepare in advance. Prepare in advance. And I gave the example of, and I'll repeat it again because people are always joining in on the program. You'd be surprised how many people join midstream. I gave the example, if someone came up to you on the street and suddenly slapped you, you'd get all upset and resentful and angry over it. But if someone came up and said, we're making a Hollywood movie, you're going to be in the Hollywood movie. And in the movie, so we're going to film it, and somebody's going to slap you, and you'll say, great, I want to be in the movie. Then when the actor came up and slapped you, you wouldn't become upset. You would feel the sting of it. Yes, you'd feel the hurt of it, but you wouldn't become upset and angry because you were prepared. So I say you can prepare for each day. The little things that happen every day, the slow traffic, the little mistakes that people make, the things that they say, sometimes naughty things, sometimes mean things, see? Mostly people don't have understanding. They're lost sheep, see? They're lost. They themselves are upset. They don't feel good about themselves, see? And so they're angry underneath, and then they make mistakes and say the wrong thing and so forth. If you could be prepared in advance, so that when these little things came along, they wouldn't upset you. Okay? You could look at them objectively. Okay? Without getting upset. Okay? You see the difference? If you get a flat... See, there's one thing to get a flat tire. You don't like the flat tire. Okay? You'd rather you didn't get a flat tire. But there's a difference between that and becoming angry and resentful over it. See? So, if something happens, you know, you drop a meatball on your dress or your pants and get, you know, a meatball stain on it. Okay, well, you don't like it. Okay? But just don't resent it. Don't become resentful over it. Don't become angry over it. See? And that's what preparing in advance. In other words, if you start with the little meditation that I have in the morning before you go out in the world, and you're kind of prepared. You already are objective. You're standing back. So you observe situations happen without getting lost, pulled into the situation. See, you're never so powerless, for example, as when you get sucked into the imagination. See, when you're down there in the imagination, although you think, see, in your imagination you can be a great football player, a great star, or a great hero, or a great wonderful person, but in reality you're a coward in reality, and you're hiding in the imagination, imagining that you're a great wonderful person, see? And you're never so powerless. You're completely subject to the imagination, subject to the forces that operate, see, on the imagination. You're subject to them. Then your daydreams become nightmares. Then you're subject to them. So it's much, see, you, so you, the power to deal with forces, the power to deal with unhappy with untoward experiences, the power to deal with hard times, the power to deal with all of these things, and the power to deal with your own mistakes, your own errors, without becoming upset and resentful. That power is in reality. Okay? It's in the present moment. It's when you're not lost in thinking, planning, trying to plan and scheme your way out of a mess, trying to save face and rearrange the past and make yourself look good and all the things that we do down there in our minds. When you're standing back from that and you're in reality, that's where the power is. Okay? And a real power, and it's from God. And the very first power that He gives you, if you meditate properly, because you're willing to see the truth, admit the truth, okay, and you no longer want to hide, and you want to be a better person, but you realize that you don't know how. The first power that He gives you is the power to stand back from those thoughts without, see, being subject to them. Now you're subject to God. See, when you're in reality, when you're in the present moment, see, when you're willing to admit the truth, you become subject to God. See, and His light, which He sends, in which light you see these things, okay? So, you're in God's light and you're observing because you realize that He's showing it to you. You realize that what you see, even if it's a negative thing, if you come back to reality, you start meditation, you start meditating every day with my meditation, then you go out in the world and then something happens. You become resentful or angry, see, or you're impatient with your children. Then you see it. Now you see it. Maybe before you didn't even see it. You didn't realize how impatient you were. Now you see it. Okay, now it's painful to see. Remember, like when somebody comes up and slaps you, making a Hollywood movie, and they slap you. Okay, so there's the pain. You feel the pain of seeing the truth about yourself, but don't resent it. See, just realize that the truth is showing you. God's light of truth in the present is wordlessly showing you you're wrong. Okay? So it's not so bad. If he's showing you, why is he showing you? He's showing you so that you can see your mistake and no longer make it. It's like a math teacher. A math teacher shows you a mistake. Look, you made a mistake here and here. Would you be foolish and become resentful? No, you'd say, well, thank you. You're glad to see the mistake because now you can start doing the math right. So when God wordlessly shows you, you just wordlessly see something wrong about yourself, and it's in God's light, you don't resent it anymore because you see that God is trying to help you. Hi, this is Roland. Do you have relationship issues? Okay, who doesn't have relationship issues? That's why I want to tell you about my most popular book, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. Do you and your partner argue all the time? Do you want to understand men and women better? Are you in a relationship and thinking of getting married? Then you will want to preview The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll find out how to relate better with your partner, reduce your stress, and possibly even heal your relationship. Visit www.talktoapastor.org and look for The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll be glad you did. Oh, incidentally, I want to tell you about a special that we have. For a donation of any amount, I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email as a token of my appreciation. That's for a donation of any amount. I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email so you can start reading it right away. I've shared a lot with you today, and I believe, I know that it's good for you, but it's hard. See, people don't see the benefit. See, our ego wants to be prideful, wants to win and never lose, wants to be seen in a good light. And so if someone comes along and flatters you, then you see the benefit in that. Or someone offers you something, a prize or an award, well, you see the value in that for your ego to puff up, see? Or if someone offers you a little bit of resentment food, somebody does something a little bit nasty or sneaky, see, then you can puff up and hate them, puff up and judge them, see? And oh, your ego feels like a king or a queen or a judge, judging them for their wrong, see? And you feel great in light of their wrong. But what you're doing is playing God. That's right. See, God is the great king of the universe, and he's also a judge. So he's a king and judge. And when your ego, see, wants to be right and never wrong, and wants to be prideful, and then when other people don't worship you and honor you, then you hate them and condemn them, you're playing judge, see? So we go around playing God. It's a very sneaky game. Very sneaky, and it's not good, so it has to be stopped. And the best way, see, if you're willing, see, if you have a willing heart, see, or you hunger and thirst after righteousness, as Jesus said. Blessed are they who hunger and thirst after righteousness. See, a lot of us, we want to come clean. See, we want to come clean. We know we've made some mistakes. We'd like to come clean, but who will you come clean to? Will you tell another person, another human being with feet of clay? See, what good is it going to do? They're likely to just judge you. See, you actually become a temptation to them. They judge you, see? Or maybe they're a nice person, but they can't help you, see? What you need is to refine God. You need to refine the connection to God. Okay. Right now you're very far, kind of far away from God, and you may not even know who he is. But you know you yearn for the truth. See, you love the truth, and you don't like living a lie. You've been going around living a lie and sneaking around and then comforting yourself. See, your wrong self, your angry self, your judgmental self. See, you feel empty. Why? Because you're cut off from God by those judgments. And then you hide in the imagination, and you receive unholy comfort there. And then you comfort your fallen self. See, you become more beast, more sensuous. You become more, the wronger when you fall, when you fail in reality, and you become more sensuous. And then you comfort your fallen self with food or drugs or alcohol or pleasure, see? Then you don't feel good about it, do you? All right. So now are you beginning to see now the value in standing back from all of these things and standing back in God's light, in reality, and seeing the truth? Hello, everybody. I happen to believe that the meditation exercise is the key to a stress-free, centered way of living. And I'd like to help you get started. A lot of people would love to have a beautiful CD of the four-part meditation to listen to at home or to take with them in the car. And so if you'd like to have a beautiful CD of the four-part meditation, go to talktoapastor.org or commonsensecounseling.org. Either one will work just fine. As a special offer, I will also send you two free ebooks when you order the meditation CD. To receive the meditation CD by mail and two free ebooks, go to talktoapastor.org or commonsensecounseling.org. So what can you do? Well, you can absolutely go to my website, commonsensecounseling.org, or talktoapastor.org. Either one, commonsensecounseling.org or talktoapastor.org, and start checking out the meditations. I have some that are free. I have a new meditation for mental clarity, for mental focus and mental clarity. It's just excellent. It's free. Then I have some books. You heard some of the ads that I had, books about relationships and all kinds of wonderful books. My name is Roland. Until next time, Lord willing and the creek don't rise, I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Roland Trujillo from the Center for Common Sense Counseling. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.commonsensecounseling.org. You'll find lots of free helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is commonsensecounseling.org. Please remember that Roland's program is listener supported. Thank you.